Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are starting the sixth parak of Maseches Shkalim. Today we are learning parak Vav Mishnah Aleph and parak Vav Mishnah Beis. The Azara, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, had two different chests and containers into which people could deposit their shkalim that they were donating, that they were giving. Now those are part of a group of 13 different boxes into which people could deposit money for the various karbanos that they owed or for various pledges that they had made. The Mishnah is going to begin by stating how many of these boxes, how many of these chests there were, and then lists other features in the Beis HaMikdash that were of the same number. Says the Mishnah, Shlosh asar shofaros, shlosh asar shalchanos, shlosh esrei ahishtachavayos hayu b'mikdash. There were 13 collection boxes, there were 13 tables, and there were 13 places that people would bow in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, first of all, as the Bartanura points out, the reason why the collection chests are referred to as shofaros is because they were shaped somewhat like shofars. They were narrow at the top and they were wide at the bottom with a curved neck. And this made it impossible for a person to reach into the chest and to remove coins while pretending to put them in. Furthermore, when entering the Makom HaMikdash, the Har HaBayis area, people would move to the right and they would circle around the Beis HaMikdash to reach their ultimate destination. When leaving, they would continue around and exit to the left of where they came in, as described at the beginning of the second parak of Maseches Midos. Now the Chachamim decreed that as people made their way around the Beis HaMikdash, they would bow down all the way to the ground, similar to what we'll see on, let's say, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, when we come to Aleinu, and they would do so 13 times in their designated, respected places. And again, according to the Tanakhama, there were 13 places where they would bow. Continuing in the Mishnah, Shel Beis Rabbi Gamliel, Vishel Beis Rabbi Chananya Skana Kohanim, the members of the house of Rabbi Gamliel and of the house of Rabbi Chananya, the assistant head of the Kohanim, Hayim Mishtachavin Arba Esrei, that he said that they would bow down, and these people would bow down 14 times in the Beis HaMikdash, not 13. Veheichon Hayisa Yisera, and where was that additional time they would bow down? Keneged Dir Ha'etim, right by the room where they would have the wood. That the Bartanura writes, based on Mishnah Maseches Midos, the wood used for the fires on the Mizbeach was stored in a room known as the Dir Ha'etzim, the wood room, and that was located in the northeast corner of the Ezras Nashim, of the woman's Azar, the woman's courtyard. So that's where they would do it. Why? Shekein Masoris Biyadam, because they had a tradition from their ancestors, Shesham Ha'aron Nignaz, that the Aron HaKodesh, the special ark, was hidden there in underground rooms beneath its floor, that towards the end of the first Beis HaMikdash time period, King Yehoshia was informed by Huldah, the Nevi'ah, that those from Bavel would soon destroy the Beis HaMikdash and they would exile the Jewish people to Bavel. To prevent the Aron, which contained the Luchos and the Aseres HaDibros, from falling into foreign hands, he commanded that it be hidden in underground rooms beneath the Beis HaMikdash, and these rooms were built by Shlomo HaMelech, who ultimately prophetically saw the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash in order to provide a safe hiding place for the Aron. Continuing in the Mishnah, and that's what the Mishnah says, that ultimately that this was a 14th place that they would bow down, because that's where the Masorah was, that the Aron was hidden many years earlier. Continuing now with Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, as we bring support for this Masorah that we just learned regarding this 14th place to bow in the Beis HaMikdash. Masa b'kohen echad shehayah misasek, there was one story with a certain Kohen who was busying himself doing a job in the wood chamber, in this wood room for where they would store the wood. Vira haritzpa shi mishuna mechavroseha, and he saw that one of the floor tiles was in a different position than the others, that was not aligned with the other tiles. Bav Amar Lachaveri came and he told his friend what he had seen and what he was about to exclude, and he was about to disclose exactly the location of this unusual tile. Lo hispik ligmor asadavar ach yatsiso nishmaso, but he wasn't able to finish describing this whole situation before his soul left his body, before he died. V'yadu biyichud shesham ha'aron nignaz, and they then knew with certainty that the aron was hidden there beneath the floor of the Dir Ha'etzim, this room where they would keep the wood, and that's again where they would have this 14th place of bowing down. Quick review, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph told us that there were 13 chests that people would donate money into for different things. There were 13 tables, and there were 13 places where people would bow in the Beis HaMikdash. The house of Rabbi Gamliel and the house of the assistant head Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Chananya, they had the opinion that they were only fourth. There was a 14th place that they would bow as well, and that was right by the Dir Ha'itzim, the wood storage room. And that's because they had the Masorah that's where the Aron was hidden underneath, and that's how they would bow in that place. And then Parak Vav, Mishnah Beis, discussed a little bit of a proof and support for their opinion, and they said there was a story with a certain Kohen who was involved in that room, in the Dir Ha'itzim. And in that room, he saw there was one tile different from the other tiles. He went to someone else to tell them where the tile was, exactly where the Aron's probably buried. And before he was able to disclose where the tile was and where the Aron most likely is, he died. His neshama left his body. But again, that's the source, and that's the perhaps a support for this additional 14th place where they would bow down in the Beis HaMikdash. Have a great day.